We find that Chazal spent so much time in our Masechta discussing keeping food warm on Shabbos. And the reason is, as the remark says at the end of Simen Resh Nun Zayin, actually quoting Aran from Perek B'Mat Tomnim, where the remark says, a mitzvah lahatman l'Shabbos, there's a specific mitzvah to put away food to be kept warm for Shabbos. Kedei sheyoichel chamin b'Shabbos, it's important to eat hot food on Shabbos. Kizehu mikvoid v'oinig Shabbos, this is included in the covered in oinig Shabbos. And he concludes, v'kol mi she'en ma'amin b'divrei chachamim, whoever doesn't believe in the words Chazal, v'oiser achilas chamin b'Shabbos, and doesn't allow the eating of hot food on Shabbos, chashin sham apikoros, so we need to be concerned, chas v'shalom, he's an apikoros. For as we know, the tzedakim said that when the Torah says, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos, they understood that to mean that there may not be a fire in your home on Shabbos. And therefore, they didn't have candles lit in their homes, or they didn't have any fire on in their home in order to be able to have warm food in his, and they weren't able to have warm food. And therefore, says the Ran, we want to show that we're chas v'shalom not in that group. And therefore, the minig in all of Klal Yisrael was to specifically eat warm food on Shabbos. The minig, say the Paiskin, was to eat Friday night hot soup, and Shabbos by day to eat cholent. The Paiskin say that the minig evolved because the Gemara says that Kovet Hayoyim is Odif Mikovet Laila, a Gemara Masechta Psochim, Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph. It's more important to show Kovet for Shabbos by day than by night. And Cholent was considered a delicacy, and therefore they put away the Cholent for Shabbos by day. I did see that there are Paiskim that suggest that one should eat Cholent either Friday afternoon or Friday evening. As we know, the Magen Avraham quotes what we say in the Zmiris, Tamel Chaim Zochu. I saw a story from the Chavetz Chaim that the Chavetz Chaim said that there's an individual who was told by the doctor not to eat food that were left out for a long time on a hot fire. And the Mishnah Brewer told that person that he could eat it and nothing will happen to him. As really the Mishnah Brewer alludes to in our, and here as well, as he says, "B'kama bal nefesh lo yosser miminig Yisrael," every person should not deviate from the minig Yisrael, lahatman chamin al Shabbos, v'kai mitzvus oinig Shabbos, to have warm food on Shabbos, k'shenagu avisenu mi'olam, as has always been the minig in Klal Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'shomer mitzvah lo yedo davaro. This is very much in line with that episode. And the truth is that the Bnei Yisachar says the same. The Bnei Yisachar says that macholei Shabbos, the foods put away for Shabbos, kam gam shemachala elu kilo et munim yoyim eskoil, bezikim l'gufim moysachov, that maybe during the week, leaving food out on the fire for such a long time may not be that healthy. Kivin, however, says the Bnei Soscha, kivin shein et monim l'shabbos, since these foods were specifically put away for Shabbos, shorebrem habrocha shehei muvusamim, there's a special bracha that these foods are delicious. They're delicious both for the neshama and for the guf. And whoever believes in Chazal's words, Yafchen bechush hanira la'ayin, b'chol ish Yisrael fil acholish, even somebody who's normally weak will see that these foods will make him healthy. And he continues to saying, lo yidak azeh yoichlo anov miyusbohu, you could eat these foods and not be concerned. I did see, however, that the Klaus Magareba in Shal Sechuvas Divra Yatsev Chelik Aleph Simen Nun Vav says that if a doctor tells you not to eat certain foods, listen to what the doctor says. But the Mishnah Brura concludes with the words of the Baal Amor, Komi She'en Oichel Chamin, somebody who Chas V'Shalom doesn't eat Chamin, we have to be concerned about him. And then he contends, V'Tzorach L'Hazmin, L'Vashel, L'Hatmin, L'Anik, as a Shabbos, people should put away and have warm food for Shabbos. Hu Amamin, somebody who acts like this is considered a person who has a Munan Hashem, V'Zoichel L'Keit Sayomim, and he will be zoicha to Mashiach. And I saw from the Sefer Darkei Chaim V'Sholem that again, eating these foods is a skula to come to Amuna and Panos Berchava, to have Panosa in a very substantial way. So if, as we've been learning, it's so important to eat Chamin on Shabbos and it brings with it so much bracha, we need to discuss for a moment the halachas of Hatmana and how they perhaps apply bizman hazeh. We know as the Mishnah begins in Perek Pemet Toimnim, the Mishnah says that on Erev Shabbos, one may not be matmin, may not put insulate food, bedover hamoisef hevel, as the Mishnah mentions the different foods that increase heat, and the reason is koshem yatn beremetz. One of the items that is moist of hevel are remetz or coals. And Chazal were concerned that if we'll be matmin in coals, we may chas v'shalom come to stoke those coals shem yichat b'cholim. And therefore Chazal said one is not allowed to do hatmona bedover hamoist of hevel even on Friday. And on Shabbos, one is not allowed to be matmin, even bedover she'ena mois of hevel. The reason we're not allowed to be matmin on Shabbos, even bedover she'ena mois of hevel, is because Chazal were concerned that perhaps the person will come on Shabbos to warm up the food before he does that mana in that item which is not mois of hevel. And therefore, on Shabbos, any hatmana is also on Friday. Only hatmana bedover hamois of hevel is also. We have a machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos, which we refer to already when we learned Parakira, and which is referred to in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. If somebody puts food directly on the fire, is that considered hatmana? Rashi's opinion is that putting food directly on the fire is considered an act of hatmana. And the Pnei Yeshua brings a very nice raya to Rashi's pshat, because the Pnei Yeshua says, it's interesting, we begin learning our perek, and our perek begins b'met tomnim, b'met ein tomnim. The perek doesn't give the introduction that we gave, that concern of Shem Yichata B'Gecholim and the other concerns that we've mentioned. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, why doesn't our Perek begin with those introductory remarks, which are obviously the foundation of the halachas of our Perek? Says the Pnei Yeshua, if we follow the opinion of Rashi, that Hatmana and Shia are really traveled together, and in the previous Perek, we already discussed the halachas of Shia, and the reason why Shia is also on Shabbos, then it's very understandable why our Perek did not have to mention the reason for Atmana. They already included in the reason of Shia. On the other hand, Tosfos' opinion is that Shia and Hatmana are two separate halachas. And the Pasha Peshat in the Gemara seems to go in that direction, because in the previous parak we spoke about Shia, and in this parak we spoke about Hatmana. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer, in trying to understand the opinion of Rashi, indeed discusses, according to Rashi, what is the difference between Shia and Atmana. So the Chasam Sofer says that the Shia is even when the fire is covered, but Atmana is when the fire is not only when the fire is not covered. And therefore, as the Shulchan Aruch, going back to Simen Resh Nun Zayin Sif Ches, now we go back to the beginning of that sif. Af pi shemuta lahashis kedera al gabi kirush yesh bei gecholim, one may leave a pat on an oven. Af pi adrochem shenizbar b'simer resh nun gimel, based on the ways that we discussed in simer resh nun gimel, which means that the food should be at least cooked k'macha ben resoy, and the oven should be grufa k'tuma. Im mechus begodim, however, says the Shulchan Aruch, abish agodim enim moisivim chevel machmas atzmam, even though the godim don't give off their own heat, mikomak machmas eisha tachtei masav hevel, umeyu osa, mi kol shubi inyin sh'ein ha'godim negim b'kdeira, if you put a pot on the oven, abish eish tachtei, even if you have fire under it, kivin sh'ein oisa derech hatmona, if you put food on the oven not in a fashion of Hatmana, shari. Hilkach, says the Shulchan Aruch, heicha shemam kedera agab kira kupach, if you put a pot on your oven, av shiesh begecholim, and there's coals, your fire is on, vein shule hagedera noigin begecholim, but your pot isn't touching the coals, shiu mikri amutar. So what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening is, even if we'll follow the opinion of Rashi, which is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, that holds you're not allowed to put food directly on top of the fire, putting a pan on the fire is an act of Atmana, and even though the Ramah disagrees, everybody will agree that if that fire is not exposed, you put a pot on top of a blech on top of the fire, that isn't considered hatmana, that is considered shia, and given the rules that we discussed in the previous parak and in previous shurim, the halacha is that it would be mutter. But our Gemara here on that Mem Zayin Amud Beis, going into Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, discusses, the Gemara begins by discussing the difference between the Gefes of Zaysim, the leftover of olives, versus the Gefes of Shumshimin. And the Gemara wants to know, is Hatmana only Asur by Gefes Shal Zaysim, perhaps, not by Gefes Shal Shumshimin. And the Gemara concludes, La'olam Eimelach, Le'inyan Hatmona, when we speak about Hilchas Hatmona, Shumshimin Nami Asur. The halach is that Hatmona, even in the Gefes of Shumshimin, is considered Hatmona, B'davar HaMois of Hevel. Le'inyan Afuki Havla, but in order, in terms of giving off heat, even though you didn't do an act of Hatmana, Zaysim Mafke Havla, putting a pat on Zaysim is considered Maske Havla, the Shumshim Eloi Mafke Havla. So the Gemara is saying that putting food in something that's very hot, is on top of something very hot, is always considered an act of atmana. And immediately Tosfos, the Ramaskel, the top Tosfos in the Mem Chesem and Aleph, the Zeis and Maskeheva, says, Mikan Yesh LaEsser, if we learn the Gemara, it seems, we should not be allowed L'niach Gecholim Tachas HaGedera, to put Gecholim under your pat, afilu yitan aleim eifer, even if you'll cover them, ein lahatim kedera aleim, you shouldn't be allowed to put a pat on top of those, on top of the fire, shrei Gecholim, ma'al and hevel amala, certainly the fire gives off heat, k'moy gefes shazaisim, just like the gefes shazaisim, that our Gemara just says gives off heat. If anything, it seems that fire should, is probably gives off more heat than Gefer Shalzeisim. And therefore, ask Tosfos, V'yesh Tema, Heich Anu Matminim Al Kira Shalonu, how can we put fire, how can we put food on our ovens? V'afa Bishagoras Noisam, even if we'll push away the coals or cover the coals, Grufa Ktuma, who Maisav Hevel Kamai Gefer Shalzeisim, doesn't it give off heat like the Gefer Shalzeisim? And therefore, the halacha ought to be that it should be asur. And Tosfos gives two answers that why putting food on fire, even if the fire is covered, is not as bad as putting food on top of Gefer Shalzeisim. One is that Tosfos suggests that by Gefes, it's an item, it's a material that you could put your entire pot into the Gefes. And the definition of Hatmana is covering your entire pot. And therefore, says Tosfos, Chazal were more concerned by Gefes Shel Eitzim than they are by fire. Because you can't submerge a pot totally into fire, but you can submerge a pot totally into Gefer Shel Eitzim. That's one point Tosfos makes. And then Tosfos makes a different point. Tosfos says that Gefes constantly adds heat, whereas fire, either it will stay stable or it will diminish. And therefore, says Tosfos, Gefes Shel Eitzim is worse than fire, and therefore the Minig Yisrael is to put that, to allow putting food, putting a pot on top of fire, even though it gives off heat, it's Maisav Hevla. And our Gemara says when you have a situation of Maisav Hevla, that's usur to put food on it, even though it's not a case of Atmana. The Rosh has a different way of understanding the difference between putting it on a fire and putting it into on Gefes. He says, Gefes is an act of Atmana. And as our Gemara has been teaching us, whenever one does an act of Atmana, Chazal said that you're not allowed to do so. On the other hand, putting food on fire is not an act of Atmana. Putting food on fire is an act of Bishul. And it's only Hatmana which Chazal said is Asur on Shabbos, but not Bishul. So therefore, based on this, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch as well teaches us here, that when you put the food directly on the fire, that is, even though putting it on the Gefer Shel Eitzim is Asur, putting it on fire, if the fire is properly covered, it's mutter. However, what is an issue is when you have hatmana b'mixas. And hatmana b'mixas means when you put or where you put have the food on fire and also the pot is covered. The way I saw the Paiskim discuss this question is, as we began today's shiur, doing hatmana for Shabbos, as we discussed, is actually a mitzvah. So there are people in their desire, in their great desire to fulfill mitzvahs properly. So what this person would do is every Friday they would have their hot water urn, which is heated obviously by electricity, and they would also cover the entire urn and put on a sign even, L'Kavod Shabbos, because we began today's shiur saying that covering something, that having hot food and hot water, L'Kavod Shabbos, is a mitzvah. So the Paiskim say that certainly doing so would be considered hatmana. That means having something on a fire or on a heating element and then entirely covering it is certainly considered an act of hatmana. What the Paiskim, however, discuss is how much of that pot or how much of that urn needs to be exposed that it should not be considered hasmana. The Prima Godim seems to say that, as he seems to discuss, and so do many other Paiskim, that maybe just having the tap alone exposed is not considered an act of Atmana. Most Paiskim don't agree, and most Paiskim say that it's not enough that the tap be uncovered, but part of the sides also need to be exposed, that it should not be considered hatmana b'miksas, which is asur. It seems that it is the opinion of most paiskim that if you just covered the tap alone and didn't cover any of the sides, that is not considered an act of hatmana. Just covering the sides alone is not an act of hatmana, and we could be lenient in covering the top alone. The question that comes up is how much of the sides need to be left exposed that it should be not be considered hatmana b'miksas. The Shulchan Aruch Rav holds as long as the pot lid remains uncovered, you could cover the sides of the pot. Others hold that you have to have part of the sides exposed, and others say that you have to have most of the sides exposed in order that it should not be considered hatmana b'miksas. So again, to review, most paiskim will agree that if just the top is covered, then you're fine. There are those that are machmer not to have the cover, the blanket or the towel directly on the top. They should have some sort of a hefsik between the top of the pot and the blanket. But it seems that if you have the top covered, you're fine. The question is, what about the sides? And as again, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, as long as most of the sides are not covered, then it's not considered hatmana b'miksas. The Taz is more machmer, and the Taz says that you shouldn't have any of the sides covered. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to discuss what would be the halacha of making hatmana b'miksas on Shabbos. There are those that say that whatever is the halacha on Erev Shabbos will be the halacha on Shabbos as well, and that the exact same shiurim that apply to what we just discussed on Erev Shabbos seems to be the opinion on the Mishnah Brura on Sivkotan Samech Tes. Others say that on Shabbos there's no problem. There are those that take a more lenient approach, and others say just the opposite, that on Shabbos, and this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav as well, he says, because if we began today's shiur saying that hatmana b'miksas, hatmana on Shabbos is much more serious than hatmana on Erev Shabbos, so therefore, on even though on Erev Shabbos we have leniencies, and if it's not considered a full-fledged act of Hatmana, Chazal were more lenient. On Shabbos, Chazal did not want any Hatmana to take place. And since Chazal did not want any Hatmana to take place on Shabbos, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the many Poskim take this opinion that you should not, if you uncover something on Shabbos, if you have your urn or whatever covered in a way that it was allowed to be covered on Shabbos, even if it was B'davish and Mois of Hevel, you should not recover it on Shabbos. And just to conclude with the words of the Chazon Ish, Hatmana b'Shabbos ain't shum snif lahakel. There's never a permission to make Hatmana on Shabbos. One may not do any hatmana on Shabbos proper that protects and insulates the pot, even if you didn't cover the entire pot. However, the Paiskim do say, and Ramosha discusses this in his tshuva, when we speak about hatmana, we speak about bringing another item to cover your pot, but putting the lid on the pot is not considered derech hatmana. And since it's not considered derech hatmana, that would be mutter. Similarly, the Paiskim say, and we discussed this in a previous year, we spoke about the halacha of kedera, agabi kedera, that the Paiskim are lenient in putting one pot under certain circumstances on top of another pot, based on the halachas that learned in Simon Shin Yud Ches. Again, Kedera al Gabi Kedera, the Paiskim say, is not considered an act of Atmana, and that would be, everybody would agree, given the conditions that we've discussed previously, would be permitted to be done on Shabbos.